Let's go to Tom in Florida, and he's got a question about spinal fluid. Are you there, Tom?
Hi, Dr. Marshall. I have a friend who's about 65, 180 pounds, and they found that he has excess spinal fluid.
Never heard of such a thing.
Well, what they want to do is they want to do a spinal tap for a few days, drain off the fluid, mm-hmm. and if the symptoms he has go away, then they want to go back in and put a shunt in there to continually drain the excess fluid into the abdomen for the rest of his life.
Well, that doesn't sound like they understand the cause or have found a solution for it. It would appear there's something wrong somewhere in the brain or somewhere. I would say what you need to do is get this guy to a QRA practitioner and find out what's causing this.
Do you feel that QRA could nail down the cause of excess spinal fluid?
Nothing on earth can nail it down like QRA. You should know that by now.
Well, actually, my friend has been to QRA practitioner, a good one, for a few months, and he's gotten rid of interference fields and all the infections and so forth.
Mm. He's gotten rid of all of them?
Mm. Well, the parasites, flukes, bacteria.
I mean, but you'd probably be looking here for dental work and stuff in the head, face, and neck.
Well, it's odd because they're kind of stuck financially, but now they've got family members in the medical field who are pursuing this other surgery route. And
mm-hmm. Well, it won't be a solution. In other words, it'll deal with the symptom. It won't
right.
deal with the cause.
Right.
So I still think a good QRA person to find what's going on in the head is the key, Tom. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.